And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, we're talking calving records again this week, a vital area for the rancher. Now, what's the best way to keep track of these records?
So like we mentioned last week, we want our records to be easy to use, and we want to keep records that are pertinent for our operations. And so the system that you use should also reflect that. What's going to be a system that you feel comfortable using and is not overwhelming and is something that you can easily look back on to gain information from? That's going to look different for everyone, but that generally falls into one of three categories: paper pencil calving book system, or maybe an online spreadsheet type of system, and then maybe a software sort of system.
All right, good stuff. And we'll have more on calving records when we come back.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch. It's our 24th annual sale, Sunday, February 15th. Note the new start time of 1 o'clock. We will be selling 120 yearling and 2-year-old bulls and 65 registered bred heifers and cows, along with 200 top commercial females. Bulls are sired by Square Deal, Ellingson Prosper, Rise Above, and our new herd sire, Hoover Classic. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee. Go to BrunerAngusRanch.com to view the catalog and videos, or call us at 626-2070 or 721-4754.
Mark your calendars, outdoorsmen. It's the 42nd annual Pheasants for the Future Banquet. It goes down at 5 p.m. March 20th at the All Seasons Arena in Minot. Our main auction includes two white lab puppies, and there will be a raffle for a 2026 CF Moto 500 four-wheeler. We'll also have a silent auction and a live auction with more than 70 guns to give away. Tickets are $50 and includes your membership. Spouse and children's tickets are only $30. It's a wonderful cause, especially if you like to pheasant hunt in western North Dakota. Go to our website, pftf.org. It's the Pheasants for the Future Banquet. March 20th.
Talking calving records today on Ranching Issues with Lacey Quayle. Now, Lacey, tell us about calving books.
The calving book is really an affordable option and is very easy to use. It's something that can be taken with you very easily throughout the calving pasture, or whether you have it in your pocket of your shirt. It's very accessible. Maybe some of the things to think about in this system would be there's no easy way to summarize that information to get maybe an average birth weight or some of those kind of herd averages that you might be interested in. There's not an easy way to do that. There's also no backup for this type of system. So if it gets put through the washer or falls in a puddle, that can always be detrimental to records. So hard to have a backup and hard to summarize to get the information back.
Hey, that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Bruner Angus Production Sale, by the Pheasants for the Future Banquet, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.